Welcome to step two of transforming your thoughts. Please get access to the list that you constructed yesterday, that list of thoughts and feelings that occur to you when you are pestered by a particular symptom. On a second piece of paper, I'd now like to ask you today to construct a list of opposite terms, opposites to the words that you constructed yesterday. So, for example, if one of the descriptors you wrote about the symptom happened to be the word sad, on this second list, I invite you to write an opposite word or descriptor that occurs to you, which may be the word happy. Now, that's not necessarily the correct word for you, but that's the word that occurred to me when I thought of an opposite to the word sad. For each of the descriptors, then, that you have written in the list that you constructed yesterday, begin now, please, to think about and create an opposite term that will reflect the literally opposite feeling to what you constructed of how it felt yesterday. So this list needs to be a list of positive descriptors that are the opposites of the list that you actually constructed yesterday. It's a good idea to try to do one for one. So if your list yesterday contained five descriptors, then the list today should contain five descriptors. If it contained 15, it's a good idea to simply construct a list that have about 15 descriptors. So have fun, work with it today, and literally edit this as your heart's desire, for we'll go on to step three tomorrow. Have fun. Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery.